Welcome to Swan Hill, the heart of the Murray. Step back in time as you discover the Swan Hill District. Aboriginal occupation dates back thousands of years and descendants of the first Australians still reside in the area. Evidence of their occupation remains, with canoe trees and ovens still in existence. It was explorer and surveyor Major Mitchell who named Swan Hill in 1836 after the swans that kept him awake during the night. In the mid-1840s, settlers started to arrive in the area, establishing stations close to the Murray River, a reliable source of water. Campbell, Curlewis and Beveridge were some of the first pastoralists, and their contribution to this region lives on in the names of Swan Hill streets. Today, the Murray River has allowed agriculture to thrive in the region, with cereals, fruit, dairy, pasture, grapes and vegetables all being grown. Swan Hill started to develop in the 1850s when the South Australian government sponsored a paddle boat race to Swan Hill. This race proved that boats could provide a means of transportation linking New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia. At the time, horse and bullock teams were used to carry goods from farm to wharf. As the land was cleared, buildings made of local Murray pine started to be erected. A wharf was established soon, followed by a hotel and post office. In 1860, the Burke and Wills expedition stayed in Swan Hill on their ill-fated journey to the north coast of Australia. They left a sick camel at Murray Downs and enlisted the services of Charlie Gray to utilise his bush skills. Water was not only a vital necessity for crops, but also households in Swan Hill. The red brick water tower near the bridge was built in 1883 to replace a horse-drawn water cart. As the town increased in population, a second water tower on the top of the hill was built in 1902. With the introduction of the railways to Swan Hill in 1890, a quicker and more reliable mode of transport came into being. Over time, trains and trucks replaced animals and paddle wheels. Bitumen roads replaced dusty and muddy tracks and made Swan Hill more accessible to markets. In 1896, the historic Swan Hill Lift Span Bridge replaced the punt. Shortly after, in 1901, Federation meant there was no interstate duties for people and animals crossing the Murray River state border and no need for customs houses such as the one formerly located at the Swan Hill Bridge. Swan Hill Basketball Stadium is located in Grey Street, including four indoor basketball and tennis courts and two squash courts. Swan Hill's most recent Olympian, Ross Smith, started his career on these badminton courts. Conveniently located beside the stadium is the Swan Hill Racecourse and Bowling Club. In June of each year, a three-day racing carnival is held, attracting thousands of visitors. Each year in October, Swan Hill holds the annual Agricultural and Pastoral Show at the McCallum Street Showgrounds. Also featured at this fantastic ground each September is the Central Murray Football League Grand Final. Adjacent to the Oval is the CFA Running Track, venue of many regional and state finals, and the Leisure Centre with a heated indoor pool, rubber-floored basketball court and gymnasium. The Leisure Centre is open to the public most days. Over the Murray River in New South Wales is the former Murray Downs Station, with a magnificent homestead that's privately owned. Just a short distance further is the newly established village of Murray Downs, beside the Murray Downs Golf and Country Club. The golf course is regarded as one of the best on the Murray River and attracts many golfers to experience the picturesque course. Many visitors are drawn to the Swan Hill region for access to the Murray River. Fishing and boating are very popular, while houseboats ply the Murray River without becoming overwhelming. Riverside Park, with its peaceful, lush surrounds, overlooks the Murray. Many events, such as the annual Australia Day breakfast, utilise this fabulous area to host events in the Sound Shell. It's also the finish line of the Murray River Canoe Marathon. To the south of Riverside Park is the Pioneer Settlement. Located on 7 acres, this living museum relives the pioneering days of the Mallee. Added to Swan Hill's culture precinct is the Regional Art Gallery, home to a variety of local and international art pieces. Complementing the surrounds is a riverside restaurant overlooking the Little Murray River. Swan Hill prides itself with offering visitors and locals an extensive and culturally diverse dining experience with a variety of international restaurants and coffee shops. A wide range of shopping is available in a convenient and relaxed atmosphere. If you need more information on what Swan Hill has to offer, the Swan Hill Region Information Centre is located on the corner of Macrae and Curlewa Streets in Swan Hill. We hope you enjoy your visit to Swan Hill.